Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit. What's up, all our global listeners? Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. I'm so excited about being here this night. As always, the poets always getting in and do what they do, even the vocalists, too. All right, we're going to get the show going here. We were just a little bit late coming on, but nevertheless, we are here, and we're just going to get the show started with, let's get it started with a little bit of spoken word from some of our deserving artists here, and let's go with Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, one of my show favorites, with his piece, The Bass Pans Me, featuring Verbal Oasis. All right, let's get it in, Detroit.
The bass pins me in the corner. In the corner I sit unnoticed. Couples don't have a need for me. I have a need to see them dance.
I noticed you as soon as I walked in. You glanced my way.
Dancing with her. The queen nursing her Long Island iced tea. She don't see me.
I wasn't sure. Saw my gentle way.
I'm swooned from her image.
Just
and don't
a gentle
know what
sway
to do.
In my hips.
Not the first time I've ever seen her face.
Did you see me?
I've even seen her proud breast laying on the bar as she leaned over to receive.
Did you see me
kiss.
Imagining you kissing
her
the softest place?
I wouldn't waste her time. I
my
kiss
soul
her
is waiting
if
to meet
I had
you.
A chance.
The sweetest soul.
The bass pins me in the corner. In the corner I sit on.
I wasn't sure if my
I'm too shy
personality
to
shined above the highlight.
The kind of man that would honor her if she were not so shy to say hi to me. Unlike some of the princes prancing their
all
sexy
I ever
tails
wear on
around,
my face is my smile.
Her curves move slow and they are romantic.
Did you see me?
She is the only woman I want to see without any clothing and makeup. Yet
the bass got louder.
Pins me in the corner. In the corner I sit unnoticed. Do she see me? I wonder. Could she be shy like
quiet
me?
Quiet shyness.
Could she be lonely?
I'm lonely.
Loving.
I'm loving.
Hurting.
I'm
recovering.
Funny.
I'm intellectual,
funny.
Spiritual,
intellectual.
Joyful.
Spiritual. Joyful.
Her moves
the
are
bass.
So full.
I am
the
so
bass gets louder.
Worth it.
Paradoxal funk is what I feel. It's not the first time I've seen her.
I see you're a man, not like
actually, I need an abacus to count slowly how much I think about her. I head to the boys' room. I know I'm one of the few men mixed in with the boys. See, boys front and act like they know what time
I'm
it is.
I'm sick and tired
men
of these boys.
Men don't fake their shit. Maybe she'll see me as an eagle soaring over the crows. I return to my perch. I'm hid in the corner again. The bass blew out my candles. My smile is the only light around me. Can she see me?
Did you see me?
I smile wide enough.
I see you're a
when
man.
The other princes come glances my way. Would I accept second best? I laugh. Ooh, my friend.
But could I win?
Second best to a queen is a female
chest. I saw you get up and I wondered if
her lips drawn around a straw brings forth other thoughts I should keep under the table.
Now the bass got louder.
Last call. Another night and I ain't got nobody.
Not a chance.
Me in the corner.
Saw you striding for the door. Should I say something?
As the red lights turn into white lights. Time to go. I walk by and say goodnight to her in telepathy.
The bass got loud.
She didn't see me.
Did you
or did
see
she?
Me?
She didn't hear me or did she? I look back.
When you turn slowly.
I take one last look before I head out the door.
Then I saw your eyes.
She is staring at me.
Those eyes.
And her lips mouth
my
the
lips
words.
Wait for me.
Yes, 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 Detroit. All our global listeners. That was Mr. Alvin Lowe at Horn with the Bass Pans Meet featuring Verbal Oasis. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. You know how we do on this evening that we have the poets and vocalists and comedians, all the talented people come through and share their talent here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And what we're going to do is just get it up and started this evening. I'm going to read one of my long-awaiting poems. My co-host, Stevie G, which is not here yet, but he always tells me that I'm long-winded because I write in-depth poems, but, you know, that's me. But I can write shorter poems. But I'm going to share one of my longer ones tonight just to get to everybody, get acclimated and get all settled in to come in tonight. So what we're going to just start off with one piece from the Synchronized Ink Collection. I'll try to use one of the shortest of the longest piece that I've written in the collection. Wow. I was going to read this one, that, but that was like 5 pages long. So what I'm going to do, read this piece entitled Until True Love Meets Me in a Sacred Place. The universe keeps arresting me, trying to confine me and hold me under lock and key, charging me with 5 counts of armed robbery. She is the judge and the jury, she says. She keeps breaking and entering into the hearts of men again and again and again and again and again. Now you are 5-time felon of robbing the love from the deepest part of a soul's heart, then escaping until you become a vapor in the wind not to be found again. Truth is, you should have done time after love met you for the 3rd time at Cupid's arrow's end. Now that you have been captured again, solitary confinement is your new best friend. You will retreat there till you search your own heart deep within. So I am sentencing you to love 30 to life until you understand that love keeps coming repeatedly because he wants to make you his wife. 5-time felon, a connoisseur of love, skilled at jaywalking in the lover's lane, but still in the hearts of those seeking to discover my deepest core within. But when the storm rages and the rainbow appears, I look not for the pot of gold moving forward to the rainbow's end. Instead, I about face and seek to find a new direction and love in another unconfined place, hoping to evade the journey of to the death do us part vow, or till I figure out if I want to be bound by the married life at all. It is a mystery. 5 brothers wanted to make a vow to me, and all in the name of love, wanted me to change my last name so our souls will unite and become one and the same. This is insane. Most women in their lifetime have managed to be overlooked by one proposal. They are available and urgently waiting to be chosen. They are at love's disposal. So why is it that love continues to chase me? I am wanted by love. I've been hiding from love in the darkness of my own mystery. I have become a fugitive in my own existence. I've evaded love for nearly a lifelong sentence. Not because I do not want to be bound by love or committed to love. I only seek love for that is preserved in truth. So I march as an activist, fighting and standing up for authentic love. I am a forensic scientist breaking down the DNA to get down to the truth of love. I have a heart that is filled with oozing with love, waiting to share my love, but my heart knows that I only yearn for sacred love. And I can only share the new measure amount of love with my one and only true love. I desire my heart to be interlocked with the heart of a man that loves me to the fullest, as I know I can. I want to be free to love with no inhibitions. I want to become vulnerable with love, assured that love will protect me, my feelings. I desire to be spiritually connected and interface with a loving grace that traces the heart of my infinite mate. Not expecting perfection, because perfection would only mean that love would cease to grow and remain stagnant in one position. Like the exes in my life that wanted me as their wife, our unions ended in a stagnant position. I accepted their proposal because love convicted me, and the love in me did not want to hurt them. They treated me nice and kind. They bought me material things. Some of them even wined me and dined me all the time. But they never paid attention to the signs. My heart knew before we got started that one day soon the relationship would meet its demise. Because love to them was built on the foundation of how much and how wide they could put wild in my eyes with the glamour and the glitz, with yet another sparkling gift as my prize. So I lived in the moment and looked and took the ride. They never looked past my exterior, they never explore the deepest core of my pumping interior, my heart. They treated me as a majority and not as someone special. The majority of women's quest is to be chosen and vowed by the biggest diamond ring. I, on the other hand, never lived for the moments of hearing, "Will you marry me?" The strangest thing, it was the very thing which had me running for the border. Sure, make no mistakes, my exes, they treated me nice and kind. They bought me material things, and some of them even wined and dined me all the time. That was a problem. They never separated the contents of my heart from just any other woman's heart. They did not pay attention to the compass of my heart. In any direction, all I ever wanted and all I ever needed was a love so real that I could cherish, moments in time to share and relish, not material things that would soon be tucked away, perhaps forgotten or destined to perish. Do not get me wrong, the expression of giving to someone you love should not be stricken from the expression of love, and it's giving. It is just giving material things lacks meaning when there is only a replica of love present. Gifts wrapped in adorns of gold stream and dangling hopelessly without real significance. The universe has sent this to me to love 30 to life. She said that I was to retreat to solitary confinement until I understood that love keeps coming for me because he wants to make me his wife. As I sigh, I digress, I confess to the universe that all along I have wanted to be captured and bound by love, the only authentic love. You see, I have known what true love looks like all this time, but never could have meant how it once made me feel. True love first made me feel beautiful. True love looked past my exterior and the homely frock. True love penetrated my spirit and explored my interior. True love knows how to love me in three ways, agape, eros, and philos. True love is my best friend. I love love's three dimensions deep. Our sacred number is three. Peace, love, and harmony is what we both seek. Now that my eyes see the light, I welcome true love to meet me in a sacred place, urging him to speak to the universe on the behalf of me, appealing for two hearts to be merged into one, not seeking a reduced sentence but for a change in sentence, from loving 30 to life and committing to me to sentencing me to true love from now and into the afterlife. So true love and sacred love can unite as husband and wife. So now I shall wait until true love meets me in a sacred place. And that is my piece. All right. I see we have some people here. Let me clap it, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. My mouth got a kind of little. I needed some water. You got to get your mouth moist when you read, and you bring in a piece like that. Yes, yes. I got a female co-host have arrived in the building, so I'm going to connect to me. Okay, I ain't going to go in. I'm going to leave the singing up to Stevie G. What's up, CBG?
I'm not responsible for what I say tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay, all right. Bree, do I need to get the censor Zebra?
You might need to censor me.
All right, how's everybody in the building tonight? We love all of you, all the guests, and that's hanging out with us tonight, all the people that's on the switchboard, we love you and appreciate you. Don't be scared tonight. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. Obviously, you know that because you're on the line. So raise them hands up by selecting option one so you can be heard tonight. All right, we're going to keep the show going. Stevie G, what you doing over there? You got something to say?
A little short thing I could, you know. Let me just say what I got to say. This is the feminine version of the last poem that we heard last week on the show when we were getting ready to close the show. And it goes like this. Nigga, nigga. Nigga, 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 niggerette. And that's my piece. Actually, I want to read one of my favorite pieces that I wrote. I was just kidding around, but I just had to say that. Anyway, I want to read Stroll. This is in my book. The name of the poem is Stroll. As I sit down to write about the things in life, they may not be what you want to hear, but it's my world, baby, my atmosphere. From my life, I transpose to a pen to paper the thoughts I keep within. It ain't like I got a bite from yours. Usually when I knock, it opens doors. I've done that wild and out thing way back then when I had to get mine because my pockets was really thin. Hanging out under the street lights on Saturday night, singing with the brothers, the harmony was tight. Going to a party to get in cost 25 cents. And walking to the basement, you could smell the incense. Sisters was fly, I mean fly for real. I'm out there dancing, trying to cop a feel. Shit all hard, I'm all horny. Next thing you know, pussy all up on me. Back then, I was pushing a 69 deuce and a quarter and beating the brakes off my neighbor's daughter. My grandma, man, I miss her. I know she's resting in peace. So sorry that her life had to cease. But we used to do some crazy shit to get high. Drink a bottle of cough syrup and chase it with Bally High. Y'all remember the citrus malt liquor Hopping Gator? Got your ass drunk quicker. But gradually we grow old and change, and before you know it, our lives rearranged. Some go east, some go west, some kiss ass just to impress. This one north and this one south didn't make no difference long as we got out. We either learned our lesson or went straight to jail or died and went straight to hell. But God knows growing up was fun. Some shit you did wise and some shit you did dumb. My mom's always schooled me on what life could do. It could give you opportunity, or it could break you down, too. So I'm glad I could take you down the memory lane stroll so you could read my life and the stages unfold. I'm done. I'm going to lay the pen down, but it ain't over. I'm just done for now, and that's my piece.
Oh, Stevie,
nigga. Nigga. boy had me going last week with that poem.
but he broke it down, though. Poet actually called you Cat Daddy. Yeah, you're smooth with a CBG. You say, I'm not. It's not over, but I'm just done for now.
Yes, ma'am.
What's wrong with bad self?
Oh. Thank you.
All right, let's keep the show going. I don't know. I've got this giggling thing going on, and I just kidding. You started it all, CBG. You sure know how to break the ice.
That's what I'm here for.
All right, we definitely have some amazing people that want to come on tonight. So we just gonna let them in, and so they can rock the mic. All right, taking the very first caller from the 757 area code. You are on the air, Ms. Poetic E and Mr. CVG. Who are you, and how are you gonna rock the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Jamie. How are you?
Jamie, how are you?
What's up, Jamie?
I'm on a small break from work now, so I thought I'd come out real quick.
Okay. Let it rock.
All right, so I'm gonna do a piece called Possibly. If there's a lot of noise in the background, I apologize. It's airplanes flying over.
Okay.
Yeah, here's my piece called Possibly. So possibly, if meant to be, I can give you all of me, the best of me, the rest of me. I could easily fall if we'd possibly. It's probably a bad idea to talk so free, kind of stupid, kind of crazy. In fact, it's kind of dumb of me, because I'm not that kind of lady to let one in so comfortably, but possibly. If knowing me can help me grow emotionally, then I should thank you for showing me the inner touch of knowing me. I'm captivated by every part of she, leaving me to wonder if possibly. I'm only saying possibly because love is always knocking me. The heartbreak is always mocking me, but the loneliness is not stopping me because I do enjoy my free dumb, but I need someone to put a lock on me, prevent those sad moments from blocking me. I'm only saying what I'm saying, and what I'm saying is possibly. And I will probably fall head over heels for her prosody, but it is logically a horrible idea for me to constantly think about her in such quantity, always stuck in the fucking possibly, knowing there will never be a we and never be us the way I want us to be. And it hurts in all honesty, and yes, I am honestly terrified that I will fall in love with her, possibly, in such a vast philosophy, and there will be no stopping me, and I will get responsible to give her my everything unconsciously. That's why I'm not speaking indefinitely. I speak in maybes and if onlys and in possiblys. I can't risk the chance of her rejecting me, so I stay silent when she's calling or when she's texting me. I'm not saying that I love her, that I'm feeling her everything. I'm not saying that I want her, that I want to be with her constantly and instantly. When I rise and close my eyes, I feel her as if she's next to me. I'm not saying that I desperately want to be with her. I'm not saying I'm in love with her. I'm only saying possibly. And that's my piece.
All right.
All right, that was Jamie McConnell rocking the mic tonight, who's going to be on my stage this September. Yay! All the way from Virginia. You want to share any information real quick, Jamie?
I really don't have as much information. I don't really. I'm still working on branching out. So as of right now, I really don't have much to give.
Okay. All right. Well, we so appreciate you for following through tonight. We're so excited when you come on because you just have just such a delivery, and I can't wait to meet you in September.
Man, I can't wait either.
All right, that was Jamie McConnell holding down the mic. Thank you again, Jamie.
Thank you.
All right. She's repping the Virginia area.
Represented. She did her thing.
Yes. There's a poem that she did on the show. It was just awesome. And it was just really, truly amazing. And that's what made me want to have her come down September, and she agreed. We got our thing going together, so we just so looking forward to that. All right, we got to keep it going up in here. We got to mix it up a little bit. We just always kind of do the straight through, you know, have the poet come through and just, you know, rock the mic. But poets, I know you love us, so we're going to just switch it up just a little bit and put some music up in the mix. How about that? Because I'm in the mood for some music. What about you? And I am going to go with L. Lene from the Detroit area with or without me. All right. welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and guess who holding it down tonight? Miss Poetic and Mr. Stevie G. I hope y'all can. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice for whatever reason. I think it's from teaching my class on Tuesday. But nevertheless, that was Miss Elvin Nay with or without me repping the D. I'm doing her thing out there. I love that sister spirit. I never met her in person, but when I interviewed her, you could just tell she just has a wonderful spirit about her. Her voice compliments everything. All right, we're going to keep the show going. I see we have some people on the line. All right, well, so we're going to go down the line.
Damn.
Caller from the 252 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have getting ready to rock the mic tonight?
Hey, good evening. It's Jacqueline.
Hello. Hey, Jacqueline. I thought that was you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Glad to hear your voice tonight.
Likewise. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You have
Did
the floor?
You say yes? Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. This piece is called Two Kisses.
Okay.
All right. You give her a peck in the morning before you leave for work, and one in the evening when you return. Two kisses? Really? Is that all she's worthy of? No hugs, no rubs, no soaking in tubs, no romancing or slow dancing? What are you thinking of? Don't you know that she has need of these things? She's expressed them time after time, but her words mean nothing, it seems. You say you love her, no one above her, yet she feels neglected. You're tired, she gets that, a working man who takes care of his family, making sure financial needs are met. Because of that, some may wonder just why she is upset. In the words of Ray Parker Jr., a woman needs love. Indeed, she does. She has needs, special needs. You say it's not her weight. Then whatever could it be that makes you spend more time with the charmed ones on TV? Is she no longer charming? Is she no longer sweet? Is she no longer attractive? Is she no longer the love of your life? Is she not the lady you chose to be your wife? Yes, she is still charming, attractive and sweet, but somehow you have on blinders when it comes to she. Because from you, two kisses is all she receives. And that's that piece.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Miss Jacqueline. Thank you so much for that piece, Jacqueline. You know what? In relationships, sometimes, you know, I ain't going to just say men, but, you know, people in relationships sometimes do take one another for granted.
Right.
I don't think two kisses would do it for me either.
You know? I know
that. Thank you so much. I want to share with everyone your information, your book, what you're doing, because I know you're always on the go doing great things out there.
Thank you. Yes, if anybody wanted to check out my books, you could go to booksbyjacqueline.net, and I'm also on Facebook. The books are Express Yourself, which is my first book of poetry, and I tell people that I am a work in progress, so a lot of my original pieces, they kind of rhyme a lot, and so I'm trying to ease away from rhyming so much and just, you know, tell the story in other ways. But But, yeah, and then I have a couple of children's books. Do I have to go to church today? And do I have to clean my room? So, yeah, if anybody's interested, they can check out my website at www.booksbyjacqueline.net. And I'm also, as I said, I'm also on Facebook if anybody wants to connect. And that's Jacqueline Thomas Rome. Rome like Italy. So a lot of times when I say Rome over the phone, people think I'm saying brown. But anyway, yeah, it's Rome like Italy.
Rome like Italy.
Yes, Rome like Italy.
Rome like you're roaming around downtown and you're lost and you can't find your way home. That kind of Rome.
Well, more like the city. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We love you and appreciate you. Your presence always here on the show.
Thank you. Likewise.
Goodbye, Jacqueline.
Bye. Good night.
Have a good night, Jacqueline.
We're going to take the very next caller on the air. Keep it moving up in here because the time is ticking so quickly. An hour going by quick. All right, we're going to take the very next caller. All right. Caller from the 256 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G, who we have that's getting ready to rock the mic tonight.
Hey, this is Wing Dog. What's going on?
Hey, Mr. Wing Dog. How you be?
I'm just great, just enjoying this Thursday Eve, it's Friday Eve, getting ready for this last work day and for a good weekend.
All right.
Brother, they just passed, and I want to read this, I want to pay tonight on your show, I want to pay homage to all the ladies, all the women.
All right. We can appreciate that.
Okay, that's what's up. Here's my piece. A homage to women. Lady love, queen, baby girl, boo, even sweet thing. Like a vintage portrait, you are as unique as purple rain. And as beautiful as you are to behold, every brother wants to know your name. See, I often wonder why God made you with a bone. See, Tenderoni, you weren't made to be alone. Like marrow tissue, soft from the inside out, you need a hard shell that knows how you desire to be loved, honored, and held. So gentlemen, handle her with care, for she is fragile yet strong. And without being connected to the right joint, she won't bend. Or may become brittle, bitter, and worn. A rose, an angel, a diva, like Dorothy Dandridge, a gorgeous dame. My pretty sisters, intelligent, wise, and educated, and as sexy as you are, may I ask, what's your name? God's finest creation. See, when Adam first saw you, I imagine tears came to his eyes. Then God told you all to fill the earth and be fruitful and multiply. French vanilla fudge with a hint of black walnut. You are a cocoa butterfly. Your presence make flowers bow down and honey be sweet and red birds cry. See, winter won't snow and spring won't fall and summer won't rain without you. Love yourself first, no matter what shade you are or whatever you do. See, even Rahab is in the genealogy of Jesus that she was a prostitute. So, regardless of the style, your self-esteem is not wrapped up in your hair. Prada or not, your charm and grace is beneath the clothes you wear. I look up in the heavens and your Mona Lisa smile illuminates the sky. With your ruby red lips and your pillow soft bosom, thick hips, pink gold between your thighs, just a whiff of your Victoria's Secret perfume or Chanel body spray makes me high. Your finesse, the way you carry yourself with your manicured nails and your pedicured toes, your femininity, your fashion fair makeup, your shining lip gloss only highlights your effeminate qualities. Love, joy, peace. peace and goodness, patience, faith, gentleness, temperance, and meekness. That's God's DNA. He poured the fruit of his spirit into you, and he made you sweetness. Now, brothers, ain't nothing funny about a tender bone abused mentally and physically. The very essence of God, ladies young and old alike, are precious vessels that need to be uplifted spiritually and emotionally. So, Miss, Mother, Mama, First Lady, one all the same. Because you love hard, and I know you of God, poetic E, tonight, woman, I simply address you by your name.
Oh, my goodness, man. Wait, God.
Well, you have all the girls falling in love up on here with you.
You know what? He just put it down in such a way. How could you not, you know, feel something, you know, react to it? And I am not alone. Everybody is saying, thanks, Swing Dog. We love you for that.
Dog.
We embrace you. We hug you and blow tender kisses to you by addressing us by name.
Oh, wow. Hey, y'all got me blushing up in here.
We so appreciate you. You want to, you know, share something?
I'm going to move on. I'll come back and drop my link in the chat room, and I'm going to move on and let somebody else touch the mic. But once again, thank you. And just God bless all you ladies. Continue to be all that God has called you all to be. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, what's up, Stevie?
All right, that was Mr. Wing Down holding it down tonight, paying homage to the women tonight. How could you not appreciate that? All right. Stevie G?
Yes.
I don't know. I have a tickle ball or something. I don't know. I just feel full of laughter tonight. So excited.
I see.
But you know, I'm so loving the chorus that's coming through. It's just a blessing, just a fellowship with many of them. And just to hear the talent that exudes from the lips of everybody, and, you know, from the very core of their soul, they just be bringing it. All right, but we're going to mix it up a little bit. We do have a little bit more time, but, you know, we have artists that can't always make it every Thursday. So we just, you know, got to keep it in a little bit of rotation. Hell, is that all right? We're going to share another.
I said it's all right. Yeah.
It's all
right. Have a good time. Cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Go ahead and do that.
All right. That was Mr. Stevie D just, you know, doing what he do. All right, we're going to play by Mr. Kari Toure, one of the top spoken word artists there is. We're going to play his piece entitled Soulmate. How about that? And then we'll come back and take some more calls.
My beloved, when I first met you, I was tempted to approach you and ask, haven't we met before? You sure look familiar. And knowing your sarcastic sense of humor, you probably would have laughed and claimed I was lame and said I should be ashamed of myself for using that ancient pickup line. But woman, you remind me of an ancient love that I once knew. And every time we kiss, I feel deja vu. Your eyes are the color of karma. And last night, after gazing deep into the windows of your soul, I witnessed the story of our past lives unfold. And I remembered that I've loved you before. We first fell in love in a former life, over 4,000 years ago. I was a young pharaoh in the fertile fields of the Nile Valley, and you were the lovely lady who wore a white lotus flower in the locks of your hair. I was mesmerized by your beauty while watching you walk along the riverbank in your beaded dress. And I stared in awe once I saw how not even the sun rays of Ra could outshine the radiance of your aura. I wrote you love poems off papyrus scrolls, proposed you from on top of the pyramids. And on our wedding day, I swore on the sacred feather of the goddess Maat that death would never do us part. So I carved our wedding vows and hieroglyphs on my heart. And I still remember the day the desert winds of death swept through our royal palace. You became ill with plague, so I summoned the high priest to say a prayer while you lay in bed holding a gold ankh to your breast. And you made me promise that if you were to die, I would mummify the memories of our marriage, keep them buried deep within the chambers of my soul so that our love would be resurrected in another life. And the following day you passed away. I watched as pyramids of hope began to decay. And on the day of your death, I held your sacred garments on the banks of the Nile River and wept. And I whispered these words, my beloved wife, I love you always. Ways. I found you again in another life. I was an Ashanti king captured in chains from our mother continent. And I barely survived the murderous middle passage on their slave ship. And they tried to break my spirit of resistance by beating me with a bullwhip. And I remember how you used kente cloth to wipe the blood from my brow. I remember when you cooked me collards and sweet potatoes in your slave shack. And I remember how you cradled me in your arms and your kisses helped heal the crisscross scars on my back. Back then, marriage between slaves was illegal. But in the secret ceremony, we jumped the broom, celebrated our honeymoon in slave court. Has made love and our moans gave birth to Negro spirituals, blues, and jazz scats. You became pregnant with our child, but having no respect for the sanctity of our wedlock, they sold me down the river, separating us on an auction block. How foolish of our captors to think that slavery could separate our sacred union. Our love was stronger than their rusted shackles. I escaped from my plantation, searched 7 weeks to find you traveling that night while evading slave hunters who sought the reward for my recapture. I snuck into your slave quarters where I kissed your pregnant belly. We plotted our escape so that our unborn child would be born free. We ran, runaway slaves in love, using North Star navigation to lead us towards freedom land. Slave hunters in pursuit, bloodhounds tracking our trail. And I guess the sin of our love was too strong. I remember how we were only one river away from reaching freedom when we heard the sounds of bloodhounds barking behind us. I unsheathed my machete, told you to wade across the river towards freedom without me. And I fearlessly fought off all four of the ferocious beasts to buy you time. But I was overcome when a bounty hunter's bullet struck my chest. But I found silence in the final seconds before my death, knowing that you and our unborn child were now free. And with my final breath I whispered, my beloved wife, I love you always. Memories of past lives you and I have shared as husband and wife. Our eternal love survives because true love never dies. So woman, here we meet again, lifetimes later, reunited by the hands of love and fate. I found you in this incarnation and stared into the eyes of my soulmate. And you asked me, how do I know that you are my soulmate made flesh? Because my beloved, our love is stronger than death. And every time we kiss, I taste immortality on your lips. Your eyes are the color of karma. And I still feel the emotional trauma from losing you in our past lives. Woman, we are old souls, kindred spirits. Our love affair first began in heaven, when God's fingers used the thread of faith to stitch a sacred seam between our hearts, binding us as soulmates. So my mission in this life is to love you unconditionally. And part of my karmic lesson is learning that true love doesn't always have a happy ending. Sometimes true love ends in tragedy. Love and loss is a consequence of karma. My beloved, I was reborn to re-love, reunite, and reconnect with you. So I will willingly give my physical life protecting you, because fate always finds a way of bringing us back together. Woman, we share a spiritual bond that the sky to death can never sever. Our love story has no ending. It continues to be written by the hands of love and faith. So if I should die, don't say goodbye, my beloved. I'll rendezvous with you in my next life and reincarnate as your soulmate. My beloved wife, I've loved you always, and I'll love you always.
Well, 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 welcome back to Detroit and all of our global listeners. You are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with who? Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G holding it down tonight. We got eight more minutes, a little bit under eight more minutes for the show. But I just want to let you know, just before we go, you know, that was so corny, but it all rhymes. I just have a funny role tonight. Just wanted to remind everybody, September 29th, at the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan. We have some amazing artists that will be performing. One of them is Jamie McConnell. You heard her tonight. She will be on my stage on September 29th. Miss Jazzy Sedelic, Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, and Mr. Stevie G, the Covenant House vocalist. Who else? Who else we have? Mr. Laurie Edwards. So, you know, we have some amazing people, and then we're going to have some, you know, a little bit of comedy and some great, great other, you know, other people that's going to be, you know, we're hoping to get some steppers and that's really going to step it out for us that night. But you will be seeing some promotional videos relatively soon. I did put the link and all the information in regarding ticket information. The tickets will be $25. And you can connect with this link in the chat room. It'll be able to take you to that link and you learn a little bit more about that event that night. Like I said, we will be putting out some promotional information relatively soon. We're doing it in an unconventional way, but we had to do it the way we had to do it. So, and I have a wonderful teammate, Miss Kelly, Miss Poet X, and me working with me, and Miss Lori, and Mr. Quincy Lewis all working with me to pull it all together, and the Spencer Group management team. So I just want to shout out to all of them for helping our sisters to stop bringing in some gray hair. I certainly appreciate you guys, and I love you to life. But we're going to keep it going. If anybody wants to find out any more information about that night's event before we get everything off and popping with the, you know, the heavy promotion, you can call us at 734-365-6689, and we'll definitely release information to you in great detail. That number is actually to the publishing company, but, you know, everybody know that you can still reach me or whomever's on my team available to answer the phone that's on that at that time. So with that being said, I'm going to keep it going here. We got enough time for a few more callers. All right. We're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 216 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who's going to rock the mic tonight?
Well, hey, E and G. This is Ola Day G.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I know you don't have that much time, so I'm just going to go right into my spiel. It's called Wailing Souls.
Okay.
My heart speaks loudly on the tablets, ink leaving traces of my thoughts, mind spills left on paper, addressing the survivors of the human race. Desperately, I have searched and found many messages. I will not come and leave without passing them on to the generations forward. Though we have been used and abused, we have toiled and been allowed to exist only because of what we do. If it were not for our abilities, we conclude, we would have perished like a weed, unwanted and sprayed. The human will has endured. Even with your best plans and your most crucial diseases, still, you could not separate us from our souls. We have baptized your ideals into our reality, religions and concepts, and we have been obedient. Ah, we had no problem following your rules, even though they weren't made for your, even though they were made for your first servants. Many souls are wailing. We still triumphed over evil. The joke's on you. We know how to be good. We know how to do good. And we know how to. And we do. But your strain gave away the hoax. I hear souls wailing. Voices joining mine as we cry in unison. You are the thief in the den, stealing everything we bring in. Though you cheated death 1,000 times, you still have to die one time. Though you cheated death 1,000 times, you still have to die one time. Do not count the dead bodies on the bus ride home. That only causes nightmares. Wait until morn if you make it back home. Listen to the news of the body counts. It's easier that way. Get a good night's sleep, and your mindset will come back to its original state. No matter if we save your life, raise your children, fight side by side, one day your mindset will return to feed upon its own ignorance, like a dog who returns to its vomit. In porn.
We certainly appreciate you.
You're welcome.
For coming through. I think they're saying we have 60 seconds, but I just had to say that to you because that was pretty intense. And but I always appreciate when you come through and share because you have just your own original flavor of poetry, and it's just something that you can appreciate.
Thank you so much.
Is anything that you want to share with us before we...
No, I'm trying to get back in the chat room, put it in there. If you got time for something other poet, let them come on.
All right. Thank you, my dear.
Okay.
We love you and appreciate your presence.
You're very welcome. Very welcome.
All right. All right. We're going into a little bit of are we still on? What just happened?
I don't know. Maybe that was my phone.
Oh, okay. It just seemed like everything blinked on us. All right, great people. That, you know, that hours has been so great, doesn't it? It just seemed like it was just so quick. I can't even, like, I blinked my eyes and it was, the show was on. I wanted to make another quick announcement. Tomorrow is the release of The Homeless Cry. Hopefully it'll be populated on every site. So I'm crossing my fingers. You know it's going to be available on the Michael Michelle site, the Book Pass, Create Space, and also Amazon. But I'm not 100% sure that they will populate on every site tomorrow. I just got a notification today. But we're remaining optimistic that it will. We are having a book signing June 16th in Chicago at the Powell's Bookstore. So if you're in the area, roll on through. We certainly appreciate your presence there. And we are having another book signing in the Atlanta area very soon. So when we get all those details, we'll share that same information with you guys that live in the, you know, ATL area. And you know, we're hoping to, you know, meet up with a lot of the folks that come on the show and show us love so we can embrace you in person. All right, my co-host is nudging me, so I'm going to let him just break it on down tonight. I certainly appreciate all that came through and shared in your voice. We're sorry that we couldn't get to everyone, but as you know, that hour went quick again, so we appreciate and love your presence and always appreciate your support here on the show. So many of you that just really frequent the show and show us love. It's just hard to really just express all the time in, you know, just a simple word. I thank you and appreciate you. So I like to, you know, be able to say that, you know, at least every now and again. You like to hear it. So, again, I thank you and appreciate you, and I'm going to hand over the mic to Stevie G. I love you, Detroit, and all our listeners, that he's going to take us home tonight.
I'm going to take y'all out of here with some old school Isley Brothers.
All right.
Honestly, brothers, y'all, for the love of you, Y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Catch you next week.
All right. DVD, good night.
Night. Bye-bye.